Thank you so much for joining us this morning. And again, we're talking with U.S. Senator Tina Smith, and you are introducing the Affordable Medications Act of 2018. You want to give us an introduction to that?
I'd love to. The number one issue that I hear about from Minnesotans is the high cost of health care, and especially how prescription drug costs are just skyrocketing. So the bill I introduced yesterday is I wrote to specifically address these problems, and it does it in really three or four different ways. The first is it takes specific steps to make drugs more affordable, and it does that by allowing Medicare to use its buying power to negotiate directly with the big drug companies, which would lower prices for everybody. And it also, my bill would allow for the safe importation of drugs from other countries like Canada. We know that people in Canada are paying significantly less for the same drugs. Mm-hmm. And so I think that Americans and Minnesotans should get that same benefit. So that is really the sort of the centerpiece of my legislation. But what it also does is it has provisions that would make these prices of drugs, which nobody can understand, much more transparent and clear, so that we could hold the big drug companies accountable for why they're charging as much as they are. And then one other thing I'd just like to mention, which I think is really important, is that there are all sorts of things that these big companies do that increase their profits and kind of stifle competition. Mm-hmm. And my bill will take some steps to increase competition. One thing that I don't think a lot of people know is that these big companies get a tax credit for the advertising that they do, all these drug advertisements that we see. And so it would close that tax loophole and I think maybe make it so that they're not spending so much money on advertising, which doesn't contribute to any of our health.
Right, exactly. I know, I see these those commercials all the time, and you think, are you kidding me? Because that's not cheap.
I know it. And it's one thing you know for sure is that these commercials are on television. And I mean, I think that what we don't see is they also spend a ton of money advertising directly to doctors to try to get them to mm-hmm. prescribe certain medicines. And I just think that's not the best use of money, and we're all paying for it.
And now, did at one point in time I had heard that doctors actually get something for that if they prescribe that. Is that, do you have any idea about that?
Well, I think that would be another example of a kind of anti-competitive strategy that these companies mm-hmm. use, and I think it would be, I think that's really bad. And, you know, one thing to keep in mind is that the top 25 big pharma companies have on average, their profit margin is 20%,
ooh,
which is a lot.
Yeah.
If you run a business, you know that getting a 20% profit margin is very unusual.
Mm-hmm.
Compare that even to the big Fortune 500 companies that aren't drug companies, their profit margins are more like 4 or 5%. And boy, I bet if you walk down the main street in Northfield and you ask ask Main Street businesses what their profit margins are, they're way less than 20%.
So definitely.
That's just, I think that's a sign. You know, I work for Minnesotans and not for these big drug companies, and I want to hold them accountable.
Do you think that this has traction?
Well, I'm really pleased that I have, I think, 14 co-sponsors in the Senate from all over the country who have signed on to my bill, including Senator Klobuchar. I'm very happy to be working with her on this.
Mm-hmm.
She also has done a lot of work on holding these big drug companies accountable. So I'm glad to have her partnership on this. And I'm hopeful. The thing is that the big drug companies have a lot of power in Washington. They spend a lot of money on lobbyists, so we have to fight against that, but that's what I'm going to do.
And that's one of the things that's always sort of annoyed me a little bit is lobbying. Because I guess to a certain point it's fine, but when you've got large companies doing that, it seems like, is there some sort of control that can be put on there?
Well, I think that the best way of controlling this is we need to make what they're spending a lot more transparent.
Mm-hmm.
So that people, that's a way of holding them accountable. So right now we have no idea how they say, oh, the prices are going up, and some of these prices are going up much, much faster than inflation.
Yeah.
And so my bill has these provisions which will require the companies to tell us, how much are you spending on lobbying? How much are you spending on marketing? How much are you spending on research by product? So we can hold them accountable.
Yeah. Well, and my own sister, she's had pancreatic cancer, which thankfully she is like 6 years into remission, which is phenomenal. But what else, you know, what else that means, though, is that specifically she has to take a lot of drugs to keep her body working. And she can't really afford to take the full amount. So she has to pace it, and she just got a little part-time job.
That should not be happening in this country. I asked my staff, directed my staff to hold a series of listening sessions around the state to hear people's stories, and I've heard so many stories like that. Just a couple of days ago, a man in Bemidji who has type 2 diabetes, and he is not taking all the medicine that he needs to, and that is bad for his health. And it's just wrong that he can't afford the basic medicine to keep him healthy.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Senator Smith, thank you so much for your time. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I'm just really grateful for the opportunity to talk to you and your listeners about this important legislation, and I'm going to work very hard to get it done.
Well, we always love hearing from you. You have an open invitation to come on KYMN anytime.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye, Terry.
Bye-bye.